Benish Chai, Parshas Chayei Sara. So he starts with Achoteinu, right? This is the bracha they gave to Rivka. At Heye la'alfei revava. So our sister, you will be for thousands and ten thousands, i.e., the bracha of Avraham, right, will go to the children that come from you. Says the Ben Ish Chai, Nira li b'siyata d'shmaya. Seems to me with the help of heaven. D'yadua, it's known, shesh arba olamot, shem atzilut, bria, yitzira, v'asiya. Right? There's four worlds which you're ole in the tefillah, you know, in the Birkus HaShachar, it's asiya, in Baruch Shama, it's Yitzira, Birkus Kriyashma, it's Bria, and Shmoneh Esrei is Atzilus, right? To connect them, Abba Madrigot, Hamispa Shehem, Achadim, either ones is Asiya, Asarot, tens is Yitzira, Meot, the hundreds is Bria, Alafim is Atzilut. V'yadua de ba'atzilut ein ra. In Atzilut, there's only lo yegur chara. There's no shlita of the ra. There's no dominion of ra in Atzilut. It's kula tov. V'alav ne'ema lo yegur chara. They won't dwell with you any ra. V'katuv gam, or there won't be any like dominion of ra. V'katuv gam kein be'etz chaim. It's written in Etz Chaim. Al atzilut ne'ema. In atzilut, it's spoken about it. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Ani Hashem hu shmi. I am God, and this is my name. Ukvodi la'achel lo etein. And my covet to other dominions I won't give. I, there's only the shlita, the dominion of Kodesh Baruch Hu in atzilut. U'leze ama achoteinu at. Achoteinu at davka heye la'alfei revava. Shetiniki gam min atzilut, that your yonika, your hashpa, your influence will come from atzilut. Yeah? Because we said, was achoteinu at heye la'alfei revava, i.e. shusod alafim. The alafim is the concept of atzilut. V'gam min bechinat harevava, the concept of tens of thousands, shulamali yotze, it's higher than atzilut, shusod keketa, that's the highest level of atzilut, is the keta, the crown of atzilut, the highest level of atzilut. That's the revava. V'nirmeza b'kutzo shel yud, that's hinted in the kotz, the top kotz, the top like spike of the yud, right, which is represented in Shem Havaya to the Keter Elyon. Yan, the at misitra de Kedusha, because you will be from the side of Kedusha, only from the side of Kedusha. Masha ein kein, hem misitra achra. The ein lehem maga v'yanikim b'kinet alafim. They are from the other side, and they don't have any the Sitra Achra doesn't have any unique, any influence in the concept of the thousands. Because the concept of the thousands represents Atzilus. And Atzilus, lo yigur chara. There's no unique, there's no hashpa, there's no influence, there's no dominion at all of the Ra in Atzilus. For Koshekein, mibichinet haravavot. And Koshkein in the concept of the Ravot, the Keter Elyon, the highest level in Atzilus, or it could be in Akudim, in the higher than Atzilus. The Al Atzilus Ne'ema, because on Atzilus it says, Ukvodi la'achel lo etein, my covet to other influences, lahavdil elef of dollars, won't be given. Idol only a Kodesh Baruch Hu in Atzilus. There's no hashpa from the Ra. Ubezeh yuvan b'siyata d'shmaya, and that makes sense with the help of heaven. Masha Amu Rabotenuza, what our rabbis teach us. Vera'u kol amea aretz, you will see all the people of the land. Kishem Hashem nikra alecha, God's name is called upon you. Ve'yer'u mimcha, and you'll be fearful from you. This is said about tefillin. I was going to explain. Tana the Bay, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Eliezer, Hagadol. This is a Gemara in Brachos, right? Eilu tefillin shebarosh. This was represented in tefillin on your head, right? Vahainu, that's to say, ki tefillin shebarosh, the tefillin of the head, husod atzilus, is representation of the world of atzilus. Da'ala itmat, on the world of atzilus, says, ukfodi la'ach eloitein. My covet, my honor to any other infants won't be given there. I she'ein maga leklipasham. There's no dominion in any way to the klipa, to the ra in atzilus. V'lekachem nichnaim yoter mitfilin shel rosh. They are nichnaim. They are under the dominion of the influence, so to speak, of the hashpa of the tefillin shel rosh, which is in atzilut. Shelov shim Yisrael, shel klal Yisrael, wear tefillin, the nichnaim, v'yir'u mimcha, that's the yir'u mimcha of tefillin shel rosh. When you wear tefillin shel barosh, when you're tefillin in your head, you know the story of the girl, that he was wearing tefillin, and the goyim didn't, when he's passing through, didn't touch him. Someone else was wearing tefillin, and it didn't work. So the Gro told him, no, it's tefillin shebarosh, not tefillin on your head, tefillin in your head. So that's the concept of tefillin shebarosh. The concept of tefillin, when a person wears tefillin in his head, it's represented in him, then the klipa, the ra, is nichnaim, v'yir'u mimcha, and they're fearful of him. V'alken mokum tefillin shebarosh, the place of tefillin shebarosh, hu mokum sa'az, the place of your hair. Shasham sof hagulgolet. That's the end of your head. You know, the upper crown of your head. Shu ika chelek harosh hanigla. That's the main part of the head which is revealed. So, basically, yeah, he's explaining that tefillin shebarosh represents this concept of Atzilus. And by us saying, Achote tiye l'alfi ravava, it's referring, Achotenu ateye l'alfi ravava, Achotenu, you'll get the influence from l'alfi ravava. Your influence will come from, or your hashpa, your bracha will come from Atzilus. There won't be any ra, there won't be any bad in your bracha. It will be from the level of Atzilus and the Keter of Atzilus, i.e. or Keter Elyon, which is higher than Atzilus. I.e. your bracha will come from a place where there's no Ra, there's no Sitra Achra, there's no influence of Ra, no dominion. I will be complete Tov, complete the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be your bracha. That's what's represented in Tefillin the Klal Yisrael wear. The Tefillin the Klal Yisrael wear represents the Hashpa of Atzilus, the Hashpa of the highest level. And when a person wears Tefillin in his head, right, the Tefillin on his head, a Mashpia to put Tefillin in his head, then his Hashpa is from a place so high that there's no dominion of Ra, and that gives him that Hashpa. So he starts his day with tefillin shebarosh. He starts his day with the highest level that a person can reach in terms of that no ra can be mashpia on him. No ra can have influence on him. And that's why we start our day that way. We start our day so we remove from ourselves, you know, all the influence of the ra. That's a tremendous thing what a person has when he puts on tefillin in the morning. You should be zochet to that.